Hold them guilty, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Thrust them out in the multitude of their transgressions. They've rebelled against thee, and all who seek refuge with thee shall rejoice. Forever shall they shout for joy because of thy protection, and they shall exult in thee who love thy name. For thou, Jehovah, wilt bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou surround him as with a shield. You see, prayer is the resource and the recourse of this man when he looks at the wickedness that is about him. And he prays for that guidance that will enable him to walk in a way that he'll not bring disrepute upon the name of God. Let me read verse 10. Destroy thou them, O God. Let them fall by their own counsels. Cast them out in the multitude of their transgressions, for they've rebelled against thee. And in the time of the great tribulation, this will be a proper prayer. God intends to take vengeance. He just told us today to walk by faith and take that position that our Lord took. Now, this is the first imprecatory prayer that's recorded in the Psalms. Now, later on, I'll have a time to develop that. But there are certain prayers here, especially you'll hear David praying a prayer for justice, for God to intervene and to bring judgment. And some of it's very harsh, by the way. And in fact, Isaiah could do that in Isaiah 64:1. Oh, that thou wouldst rend the heavens and come down. Judgment must fall someday upon the transgressors. It's coming. And in the time of the great tribulation, it's actually before God comes to take vengeance. Scripture makes it very clear. That's what he'll do. The Lord, you remember, told a parable concerning a widow who prayed, avenge me of mine adversary. And the judge says, well, I'm going to have to do something about this because this widow keeps worrying me. And then here is the thing. And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith, and shall not God avenge his own elect? And here it's Israel, which cried day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And this is a prayer that they'll pray in that day. Now, for a Christian to pray these prayers during this age, I think is absolutely sinful. Somebody says, you don't mean that. I certainly do. This is where I think a proper interpretation of Scripture is essential. Now, a great many people want to get rid of this portion of the Word of God. And this is being used more than any other section of the Bible today for people to say, well, this is not the Word of God. This is no expression for a Christian. My point is, who said it was? This is going to be for God's people in that day. For goodness sakes, let's interpret Scripture accurately. And these people under law in that day will pray a prayer as they did in the past under law. And God intends to hear. God intends to bring vengeance. And he says to us today that we are to pray for those that deceitfully use us. It's difficult to do. I grant you that, but that's what we're to do. And God says to you and me today, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. God says, I'll take care of it for you. And when you and I attempt to take matters in our own hands, we get hit in the nose. We want to hit somebody right back in the nose. And that's human nature. That's what we want to do. If we don't, God says, if you go ahead and do it, then you're taking the thing in your own hand and you're not walking with me by faith. God says, I want you to walk with me by faith. You remember, he was so brutally treated when he was here on earth. He didn't strike back. Now he says, I want those that are my own in the church to take that same position. But God's no mollycoddle. You're not going to get by with it. God says, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. God says, I intend to take care of this someday. This is a marvelous psalm. What a comfort to be for God's people in that day.